Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're tuned in to Let's Talk Portland, Entercom Radio Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham, and this shocks me. In the U.S., cancer kills more children than all other diseases combined. Let's talk about it. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome John Brookins. John is the president of Kiwanis Dornbecker Children's Cancer Program. Hey there, John. First, before we get into the interview, I want to ask you, how are you doing during the pandemic? How are things going in your life?
It's been a significant change. Staying at home, being with my wife 24 hours a day, has been not challenging. We have enjoyed it, even though it's a change.
Isn't it strange?
We're doing fine. We're both healthy.
It's so strange to think, okay, I love being at home, but now that I'm having to be at home all the time, it kind of changes my perspective on being at home all the time.
It really does.
Yeah.
It really does. And we're busy, so that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. Awesome. Well, I'm glad you're doing well. So let's talk about the Kiwanis Dornbecker Children's Cancer Program. Tell me about it.
Well, the Kiwanis Dornbecker Children's Cancer Program, we fund pediatric hematology oncology fellowship programs at Dornbecker Children's Hospital. And the training of these fellows not only advances the science of treatment for children with cancer, but at graduation, because it's a 3 to 4 year program. They go on to other research and teaching institutions to share what they know and to further the science of finding the cure and ending children's cancer.
Are these mostly young doctors that get involved?
Yes. These are already, you know, they've already gone to college and medical school and through their residency program. So they're full-fledged licensed pediatricians, but somewhere they have decided that they want to continue another 3 to 4 years of intense study and to end children's cancer in the United States and around the world. And it's pretty significant commitment. Dr. Evan Sherrick, who heads the fellowship program at Dornbecker Children's here just a couple of years ago, had to institute and really put her foot down that these fellows cannot work more than 80 hours a week in the hospital or in their lab.
She had to put her foot down on 80 hours a week?
She had to put her foot down on 80 hours a week.
Wow. Those are some dedicated doctors.
They are so dedicated and committed that that's what provides a significant amount of inspiration for us to continue raising funds to support the fellowship program at Dornbecker Children's.
Now, when did this program start, and why did you guys start it at Dornbecker?
Kiwanis became involved with Dornbecker Children's Hospital back in the 80s during the annual Children's Miracle Network telethons. And at the end of that, in the 80s, we asked, just saw the commitment and passion that these doctors had up at Dornbecker, and asked them, what else could we do? And they said, well, we need a couple of newborn isolettes, which are transport kind of incubators for a newborn anywhere in the state of Oregon that needs to be immediately treated and taken to Dornbecker Children's. So we raised the money, we bought a couple of those, and went, what else do you need? And we were told that at the current time back then, this is again in the early 90s, that there was no bone marrow transplant unit for children, adults, and adolescents with cancer and who needed it anywhere in the state of Oregon. And so we got together and we raised the money to buy a bone marrow transplant unit and pay for the installation and the operation at Dornbecker Children's. And at the end of that, that was about 1996, Dr. Leonard Johnson, who was the physician in chief at the time, really posed the question of the brass ring of ending children's cancer. And the only way to do that is to start a research advanced fellowship program at Dornbecker Children's. And so we've been doing that now since 1997. Dornbecker and OHSU are ranked among the world's top research and treatment centers in many, many areas. Not just children's cancer, but and that's why Dornbecker. I mean, they are the elite of throughout the world.
And the Kiwanis, so you're fully dedicated to children, isn't that right?
That's correct. That is the focus for the last 103 years that Kiwanis has been around. I've only been in 39 years, and so I'm a relative newcomer.
A kid.
to this, but children is the primary focus of the international organization of Kiwanis.
Now, why is the work being done through the Kiwanis Dornbecker Children's Cancer Program so important to our community and to the world at large?
Well, the facts are is that cancer kills more children in the United States than all other diseases combined, and the average age of a child with cancer is 6 years old, and it's just not fair. And so, you know, why is this important? It's just not fair for a child to get cancer through no fault and no act of their own. You know, adults, our environment creates a lot of cancers, whether what we smoke, what we eat, how we work, how we don't work, how we play, how we do and don't exercise. Children don't have that option. And so it's important to end children's cancer.
Extremely important. It's heartbreaking to see little children that just, like you say, have it through no fault of their own, have this horrible disease, and they're fighting right with every ounce of their body.
And that's absolutely true. And not only their body, but the impact on the families, the parents, brothers, sisters, the entire family. And that's one of the real beauties of the pediatric hematology oncology, which is children's blood disorders and cancer, especially at Dornbecker, where they treat not just the child, but the entire family and the conditions and the tremendous impact that that cancer has on a family.
Yeah, like you say, it affects the whole family. It's the parents have got to probably focus a little bit more, quite a lot more, really, on the child who has the cancer, but still keep the family together. It's just the dynamics are outstanding.
Yeah, it is a totally consuming occupation, and when you, but one of the, you know, when you ask the fellows and the doctors that, my God, why do you do this? I mean, this just kills me to go through the 10th floor and go on a tour and you see all the suffering, and they said, well, you know, it's wonderful, it's hard. But it's such gratifying work to see the successes that they do. And when you go through, you know, you're expecting a whole bunch of sick kids. And they are. They've got cancer. but they're still kids. They are racing up and down the hallways when they can. I mean, they are, and it's so inspiring and encouraging to be and participate in the whole adventure of children's cancer.
We're talking today with John Brookins, president of the Kiwanis Dornbecker Children's Cancer Program. Now, John, you said a little bit ago that you're kind of a new kid on the block. You've been only doing this for about 39 years. How did you get involved, and why did you get involved?
Well, I was, in 2004, I was asked to join the board of the Kiwanis Dornbecker Children's Cancer Program. I'd been a contributor, to the fundraising efforts and that kind of thing. But this really gave me an opportunity to really contribute, and it's been very inspiring and well worth my association. I've only been in Kiwanis 39 years, but this is really has had a significant impact on me.
Can you talk a little bit about some of the research that's being done up at Dornbecker's?
Yeah, the one thing that about Dornbecker Children's Hospital is that they are a member of the Children's Oncology Group. And this is the world's largest organization dedicated to ending children's cancer. There's 200 leading children's hospitals and research centers around the world. And the beauty is of this collaboration is that children's cancer research is shared freely with everybody. There's no proprietary kind of results, or they're not funded by pharmaceutical companies or anybody that has a profit kind of motive. Most children's cancer research is funded by philanthropic groups similar to the Kiwanis Dornbecker Children's Cancer Program. Dornbecker Children's and OHSU just recently in 2019 were involved in the pilot clinical trial and in the phase one clinical trial. And these are right at the early stages of new techniques and new treatments of a new drug called Chimera. And of the 20% of the children with acute lymphatic leukemia that didn't survive, that had no other treatment opportunities available to them, they were absolutely terminal. This new drug, Chimera, 93% of those kids are cured of the disease. And that's the kind of research that goes on every day. And Dr. Linda Stork, who is the division head of pediatric hematology oncology, she was at our board meeting here a while ago, and she was speaking to us fast and as if we were physicians, and we had to slow her down a couple of times, and she used the word prevention, and we looked at her and we says, you need to elaborate on prevention. And the shift and a focus is now not only on cures and treatment, but on prevention. And that's pretty exciting when we have a couple of our Kiwanis fellows who are really involved in the cutting edge research of identifying precancerous markers at birth to determine whether or not these can be prevented, whether cancer can be prevented rather than waiting for a diagnosis and treatment. So it's pretty exciting stuff.
That is very exciting because, like we talked about a few minutes ago, you know, as adults who get cancer, sometimes it's the environment or the lifestyle. In children, it's pretty much nothing. It's how do you know? Well, like you say, a 6-year old is the average age for a child with cancer, and they haven't been exposed to the environment seemingly long enough to have had it have an effect on them. So the prevention that's pretty amazing.
It's pretty exciting stuff. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, how do you guys raise money to this? All this research takes a lot of funding. How do you guys do that?
Well, we've done a number of things over the years. For the past 25 years, we've raffled off a brand new Mustang every year. It is one of our biggest fundraisers. Due to this coronavirus thing, it's severely impacted our ability to attend car shows every weekend and roadster shows and new cars events. So we're relying heavily on our new website, the KiwanisStormbecker.org website, where you can buy raffle tickets online. It's pretty inexpensive. They're $5. So it's a pretty inexpensive way to raise money. We started 25 years ago at $1, if you can imagine.
Wow.
Just raising the amount of money to buy a new Mustang with a $1 ticket. So we still have to sell a lot of raffle tickets. We have a couple of golf tournaments that we put on. One in the this year would be a Gresham Golf Course, and another one over in Camas Meadows in Vancouver. And bike rides across the state. We also have hand-blown ornaments for the holidays, Christmas ornaments that are blown here in the Pacific Northwest. And those are for personal use. We sell those at bazaars and those kind of things. But also a number of corporations are purchasing those ornaments from us to give as thank yous to their customer base, rather than big boxes of air that are available throughout the holiday season. You give an ornament, and we've got a nice little card included in the ornament saying, you know, thank you for your contribution to children with cancer. And our newest fundraising event is pretty exciting. We just launched this. Dinner anywhere in the world.
Yeah, this one has piqued my interest for sure.
So where would you go? Where would you go?
With
anybody, with your wife, family, friends, where would you go?
I have not ever been to Europe, and I think that France and Paris in particular, they have pretty fantastic cuisine, so I might pick Paris.
Well,
that'd be a fun place to go.
You could have Pinot in Paris, fly any mode of transportation or travel any way you want to anywhere in the world, have dinner on us. The total value of the first prize and the only prize is $20,000. Included in that is a $5,000 Visa card, and then $15,000 to spend as you care. All through Roger Robertson at Always Travel in Lincoln City, Oregon, is our registered travel agent who's handling this. And the drawing is January 15th, 2021, and the rules are by the Department of Justice is that you have to claim the prize within 6 months, and then after you claim the prize, you have to travel within a year. Mm-hmm. So it's really pretty wide open. My wife and I each bought a ticket. She wants to go to Istanbul. I want to go to Antarctica. So we don't know who we're going to take if either of us win.
I think I might be on your wife's side. Antarctica sounds a little chilly.
She has a lot more volunteers than I do. I admit that.
What kind of cuisine would you have in Antarctica?
Seal.
Okay.
I don't know if penguin is on the menu, but I would. I might get a number of people irritated at me for penguin, but. I've always wanted to go.
Let's tell people how they can buy tickets to this. This is fascinating. You can have dinner anywhere in the world.
Dinner anywhere in the world, transportation anywhere in the world, lodging anywhere in the world. You go on our website at KiwanisDornbecker.org, and the tickets are $100 a piece, and we're only selling 1,000 tickets. That's where you go. And, of course, everything is online. We would normally have been offering this. We make a number of presentations to groups, clubs, organizations throughout the year. We have a 12-member speakers bureau on our board of directors, and we'll give presentations on children's cancer anywhere. And so we used to sell these, offer them during these presentations, but we're a little limited on that now. But the our website is very easy to negotiate. KiwanisStormbecker.org, and you can buy a ticket there. We will have our ornaments on sale here coming up shortly. Golf tournaments you can register for. online, and also Mustang raffle tickets are also available online, and a great deal of history and information about who we are and why, you know, giving to contributing to us is a real efficient way to contribute and be a part of ending children's cancer in not only in Portland, Oregon, but throughout the world.
Hey, you're doing very important work up at OHSU in Dornbecker. It's really fantastic. So I want to ask you, too, what kind of impact has this program had in not only in our community, but again throughout the world?
Well, just in the with the development of the drugs like Chimera, Scott Gottlieb, who is the head of the Federal Drug Administration, categorized that as the most significant advance in children's cancer research ever. Additional work, you know, prior to that was Gleevec being discovered and produced by Dr. Brian Druker at OHSU, and that was considered the most significant advancement. So, but that's the cutting edge. There isn't anybody at any other institution around the world that exceeds that the capability at OHSU and Dornbecker Children's. It's very remarkable that we have such a institution at our fingertips. And they impact our community. You know, over 300,000 kids walked through the door of Dornbecker Children's last year. It's a very, very busy place. Now, that's not just kids with cancer, of course. That's all kids. But 300,806 times. Just happen to have the map here in front of me.
That's a lot of kids.
That's a lot of kids. But the impact of the fellowship program, since the first fellow, 36 fellows have graduated from the program. It's two a year. It's a 3 to 4 year program. So these docs commit themselves to, you know, like I said, just a mere 80 hours a week is all they can work. But they travel once they graduate. It's just wonderful that there's opportunities here at Dornbecker Children's and OHSU for them to stay and continue with their research projects. But most travel throughout the United States and elsewhere to teach what they know, because they go to other teaching and research institutions to teach what they know and to teach the techniques and really continue exponentially what they've learned. And their dedication is just amazing throughout the United States and the world.
Yeah, really fantastic stuff. So I want to ask you, too, when things get back to normal after the pandemic and we can finally all get our lives back, right? What can our listeners do to help out? Are you looking for volunteers, or what sort of things can our listeners do to help you guys out?
We are. Thank you for asking that. We are a 100% volunteer organization. We have no paid staff. We have no paid expenses of our volunteers. And just a little under 5% of all the money we raise goes to administration costs. We do have some insurance. We got to run some insurance on the Mustang when we drive it to events. We are a 501c3 recognized not-for-profit tax-deductible organization with the Internal Revenue Service and the state of Oregon. And that's a significant kind of designation or distinction. Many other organizations that raise money for children's cancer research and other things, oftentimes 50% goes to administration. And if you use as a professional fundraiser, they can take as much as 80% for commissions. So as far as contributing, we always need volunteers. But our main focus is, of course, raising the money and accepting contributions and donations buy a Mustang raffle ticket, figure where you want to go anywhere in the world for dinner. Ornaments are wonderful. We're doing really well with a number of ornaments that are sold, and it's really a nice appreciation gift. So that's what people can do, and or they can ask us to give a presentation to their group, business. If a business is looking for a dedicated kind of organization that they want to contribute or affiliate with, we'd be happy to talk to them and sit down with them. Yeah, there's just a lot of ways to contribute. You really feel good, too, when you know you've contributed to ending children's cancer.
Oh, absolutely. So, John, give out the website one more time where people can get more information.
KiwanisDornbecker.org. That's KiwanisDornbecher.
Dornbecher. A lot of consonants in there, but as people in the Portland area, we know Dornbecher and we know the Kiwanis. So you guys are doing awesome work. Thank you.
Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Let's Talk Portland is an Entercom Radio Portland public affairs program.